Say, go ahead.
Go.
Now hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel according to Mark, portion of chapter 4. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought to be placed under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing secret which shall not be made manifested, neither was anything hidden but that it should come into manifestation. If anyone have ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Look at what you hear. With what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you, and more shall be added to you who hear. For whoever has, to him shall be given, and he who has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has." And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the earth, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow up, he knows not how. For of its own accord the earth bears fruit, first a blade, then an ear, then full wheat in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, straightway he sends in the sickle, because the harvest stands ready." And he said, "To what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we compare it? It is as a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is smaller than all the seeds in the earth. And when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and makes great branches, so that the birds of heaven may nest under the shadow of it." And with many such parables spoke he the word to them, as they were able to hear. But without a parable spoke he not to them, and privately he expounded all things to his disciples. Reading further from the Heavenly Doctrine, a portion of Heaven and Hell, number 288, 397, and 230. The peace of heaven can be clearly perceived by angels only in the delight of their hearts when they are in the good of their life, in the pleasure with which they hear truth that agrees with their good, and in gladness of mind when they perceive the conjunction of good and truth. From this it flows into all the acts and thoughts of their life, and there presents itself as joy, even in outward appearance. But peace in the heavens differs in quality and quantity in agreement with the innocence of those who are there, since innocence and peace walk hand in hand. For every good of heaven, as said above, is from innocence, and every delight of that good is from peace. Innocence and peace are conjoined like good and its delight, for good is felt in its delight, and delight is known from its good. Heaven in itself is so full of delights that viewed in itself it is nothing else than blessedness and delight. For the divine good that flows forth from the Lord's divine love is what makes heaven in general and in particular with everyone there. And the divine love is a longing for the salvation of all and the happiness of all from inmost and in fullness. Thus, whether you say heaven or heavenly joy, it is the same thing. It must be known, however, that the angels have no power whatever of themselves, but that all their power is from the Lord, and that they are powers only so far as they acknowledge this. Whoever among them believes that he has power of himself instantly becomes so weak as not to be able to resist even a single evil spirit. For this reason, angels ascribe no merit whatever to themselves, and are averse to all praise and glory on account of anything they do, ascribing it to the Lord. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.